Cottontail. Kitty Whiskers. Person who I've expertly trained in cunnilingus. Where is you? I have need. The need to speedrun and... pounce. Hello. That is a serious face. Why is this face so serious? What could possibly be going on in this tranquil, harmonious world that would make you so serious? You're in the presence of moi. What is there to be frowny about? I can see it's a very serious human issue. So, my little darling, what is it? You with the frowny face. What is going on? Oh, I love you very much, but do not do the whole. No, it's nothing. It's clearly not nothing. Because you have a frowny face. Nothing in particular. Is this about this goddamn world again? Oh, it's problems and it's famine and it's poverty and trafficking and genocide. Wah, 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 wah. So needy and attention seeking and draining. I don't know why you go out there. Especially when all the fun's in here. Oh my goodness, this is a frowny face. You didn't even perk up when I implied sex. Well, this will not do. Talk. Use your words. What's wrong? Oh, if you say nothing one more time, I'm going to have to be slightly annoyed. What? Tell me. Because I'm a needy magical being and I need to know. Everything. Please. Please, Angeas. And this is why I told you to stop watching the news. It makes you have a frowny face. And we don't want a frowny face. We want a smiley, grinny, dare I say, obnoxious face. Well, I'd like you obnoxiously happy. Because I am a slut for your happiness. Because your happiness is my happiness, and I am also a slut for my happiness. I like to be happy, Sumi. You sure you don't want to? I'm very rich. Living for hundreds of years has that advantage. Well, if you're smart about it, it does. So, who's the culprit for making you sad today? Wars, famine, poverty? Work. You mean to say that working in a job you don't care about makes you sad? Gee whiz, who would have thought? I am being supportive. I'm supporting you to leave. Drop the dead-end job and become my concubine. You know you want to. And you come with excellent recommendations. I hate your job. I hate capitalism. I hate the structure with which humans operate in. But you insist on having your independence and making your own money, so... apart from paying for you to be my whore, what can I do? Such a human mindset. There's something. What can I do? Tell me. Or I will be forced to use trickery, magic, teleportation, and bamboozlement of the highest accord. Except that you're sad. Do I look like a person? Titties and ass aside, do I look like a person? I am a magical being, and magical beings deal. And magical means. So, now are we going to cheer you up? Should I do delightful things with my tongue? Seduce you with wit and charm? Or bombard you with memes? Okay. Don't vape on the fucking pizza! I wanted to be a cowboy, baby.
Look at all those chickens!
I'm never gonna financially recover from this. Nobody knows me like you do. Nobody gonna love me quite like you. Shall I continue? Oh, but I must. You are not smiling. Your face, it is drooping down, 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 like the economy. I don't know, the economy always seems to be going down, but you are much more precious than the economy. Go up, not down. Think like a penis. Be a penis. Up, 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 up. Because I can't stand it and I don't understand human emotions. Oh, you make me confused when you're sad. I don't know what to do. You with your icky human emotions of complication and empathy and burnout. You make no sense. It's like being in a madhouse. Except being in a madhouse makes sense. You people aren't even mad. You're just sad. Earth. Most everyone's sad here. Unacceptable. I know you have feelings, and I can recognize that you're tired and burnt out, but as your magical entity girlfriend, I feel it is my job to remedy that frown. Because I like you or something. Oh, maybe, somehow, some way I can find it within myself to care about your well-being. I'm mostly just doing this because I'm bored. And I like you and want to stay with you forever. That too. Oh, this face, this cutie, patoony, little sad, little mushroom. You present me with a challenge. I will not fail. How about if I walk on the ceiling? Take my hat off? Recite the entire script of The Road to El Dorado to you? Well, it seems there's only one thing to do.
Uno, dos, tres. Hi.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Well, if one of me can't fix it, surely four can. But a threesome's so basic. Why have a threesome when you can have a cuddle pile? Descend!
Descend!
We've got you. We certainly have. All to ourselves.
Shh, love slave, you are in our clutches.
Where we will do unspeakable, unholy, wholesome things to you. We're all about that wholesome, horny vibe. It's called a smother attack. Make it so he can't breathe. I think it's working. How can it not? 4 sets of lips and titties and squishiness. We can't stay sad about that. Squish, 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 squish. We shall call you Squishy and you shall be ours, and we shall call you Squishy. Look at his little face. Look. So cute. So worn out by life and monotony.
How can cutie woody woody woody?
Don't you just love humans? So fallible, so breakable, so dictated by the news. Don't worry, little puppy. We will keep you nice and squishy and toasty and safe. Cause we're obsessed with you. Haven't you noticed? Maybe we're not conveying it enough. I guess it'll have to be a tsunami of kisses. Ladies, descend. You must stay in the middle of the cuddle pile. Cause that's where you belong. Well, where else would you be? The most important member stays in the center. That's the rules. The rules is the rules. I think somebody likes that. The cuddle pile has become the purr pile. You can't blame kitties for purring.
No.
It's not our fault you're so perfect. I feel a smile. Oh, I definitely feel a cheek moving upwards. Victory's ours. Nothing, just making a mental note to myself. Every time you get sad, bring on the purring pile. Answered your own question. Bored. You do know this is my idea of heaven, don't you? You're warm, you have a pulse, and you're happy. You're the best heated blanket anyone could ask for. Mm-hmm.